questions, they can definitely email me too.
You know, and it's important. I want to spell it out.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have an amazing show planned today. None other than Dr. Mauro DiPasquale will be with us during the first hour. Everybody loves Mauro when he comes on the show because he's brilliant. He is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that like to call themselves thought leaders, but there is no other thought leader like Dr. Mauro DiPasquale when it comes to sports nutrition, training, and quite frankly, anti-aging. Listening to him, you can get a look into the future of what other people are going to discover, but he's just way ahead of the curve. Then we're going to be joined by the first ever Superhuman Radio resident rehab doctor. And he's coming on the air all the way from Kuwait because he's deployed. And that is none other than Dr. John Parker. He's, been a longtime listener of the show and he's giving back to the community. And, we'll tell you how to reach out to him if you're trying to work around a problem. If you're like me, you're always working around a problem. but that's the goal, to keep training. I don't know if you've noticed this, but on the Superhuman Radio website, you can register to win $1,000 worth of Power Block home gym equipment. This is a 5 to 50 quick change dumbbell set, the stand for the dumbbells, and an adjustable bench. Think of what you could do at home with that equipment. You just have to go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad to join the drawing. I don't know when the drawing is actually going to be up here. Hold on a second. I think it's the sometime in February we're going to actually announce the winner on a casual Friday. But don't be silly. Who couldn't use $1,000 worth of home gym equipment? You know my theory on home gym equipment, right? We all like to go out to dinner at restaurants, but that doesn't mean you unplug your refrigerator and you throw away your stove. If training is as important to you as eating, then you need to have home gym equipment for those days you can't get to the gym. And Power Block makes the best. So check it out. Go there and enroll, and who knows, you could be the winner. Without further ado, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. How you doing, Mauro?
Not too bad.
We're going to talk about mitochondria today. This is really interesting to me because there's a lot of questions I ask people about mitochondria who are writing research about mitochondria that they really have a hard time answering. So let's start off with this. Since you really are a thought leader, there's a lot of information out there about the mitochondria. We don't have to go over all that, the energy, you know, factory of the cell, blah, blah, blah. What do you think is the most compelling emerging research that points in a direction when it comes to the mitochondria right now that really is you're passionate about right now?
Well, I think the most important things are the aspects that affect mitochondrial biogenesis, which means the formation of mitochondria, and mitochondrial dysfunction, which means dysfunctioning mitochondria and all the causes that cause dysfunction of mitochondria, including various diseases, but also It's also applicable to athletes who train, especially athletes who train very hard and don't recover adequately. We can cover some of this as well.
No, I want to, because I'm getting, you know, you and I are both on that same end of the spectrum where we don't recover as well, but we still want to train hard. So maybe we can talk about that in just a moment. So here's a question that I always pose to scientists who come on the air to talk about research that either is indirectly or directly about the mitochondria. I always say to them, let me ask you a question. How long does a mitochondria last? If we're talking about mitochondria biogenesis, we're talking about not only the size and the efficiency of a new mitochondria coming on the scene, but quite frankly, the number. It's not like one cell, one mitochondria. You can have multiple mitochondria in a cell when things are going well. So how long does it take for a mitochondria to reach its lifespan? What is the lifespan of a mitochondria?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that the number of mitochondria in different cells in the body varies dramatically. For example, brain, central nervous system, and muscle can have 1,000 to 2,000 mitochondria per cell.
Wow.
Now, the number of mitochondria in the body overwhelms the total number of cells in the body plus the number of cells in the microbiota, way, way beyond those. So how long does it last? It depends on the activities, et cetera, that are involved. It can last, and on the tissues, it can last anywhere from one day to maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And that's because a lot of destruction occurs as the mitochondria function because of the ROS, the production of oxygen radicals that have destructive effects on mitochondrial components.
So, what I learned about tissue years ago when I got sick, really around the time you and I started to communicate, was that, as you point out, different tissue cells have different apoptosis schedules, some weeks, some days, and some months. And bone cells take the longest to turn over. So do bone cells have mitochondria, Mauro?
Yes, they do. Actually, the only cells that don't have mitochondria are red blood cells, which rely strictly on glycolysis, which means the breakdown, of course, of glucose down to pyruvic acid and lactate. They don't have any mitochondria at all, so they depend on reestablishing their sort of ATP levels by other tissues like the liver, which take the lactate and bring it back into glucose, which then goes into the red blood cells. But that's the only real cell in the body that doesn't have mitochondria. But the number of mitochondria will vary according to the activity of the tissue or cell. And bone, as you know, is not nearly as active, although there is a turnover, of course. Tendons aren't as active. Muscle, of course, is very active. And it's used all the time. Destruction occurs. Mitochondria need to provide large amounts of ATP, and neurodegenerative disorders, for example, are often due to mitochondrial dysfunction as part of the process.
Okay, so the mitochondrial theory of aging that was proposed by Dr. Aubrey de Grey many years ago, and now some of the more current anti-aging approaches. We just talked about metformin. We had one of the guys who's actually on the team that's involved with that study with humans, the multi-centered study. They focus on down-regulating and suppressing ATP as a mode to slow aging. And I get that. I mean, if you buy a car and you park it in your garage and you drive it on the weekends, that car could last 100 years because the wear and tear, the throughput of fuel, and so on. There's this assumption that the human body is that way. And to some degree, there might be a reality to that when autophagy is downregulated, which we talked about on another show this week. But more importantly, coming back to the mitochondria for a second, this mitochondrial theory of aging implies that the more active your mitochondria are, the faster you're going to age. Now, I happen to be, without realizing it, you and I have a similar opinion, one that I live by. And that is, the longer you remain anabolic, that's a better barometer of your longevity. The longer you can create new muscle, that's a better barometer of your longevity. So do we have a finite number of mitochondria that we can produce, and once we've run through them, we're out of luck? Or are they infinite?
Oh, they're really infinite. I mean, this whole business about having... It goes back to the old myth that you only have a certain number of heartbeats per lifespan.
Yes, I know. I've heard lots of very intelligent people in other areas of life who believe that exercise will shorten your life.
Yeah, that's total bull. There's no evidence at all that happens. It's the same thing with mitochondria. There are three ways that mitochondria adapt. Fusion, fission, and, you know, de novo mitochondrial adaptation and formation. Now, what happens in the mitochondria is it's tied in with lysosomes. And lysosomes are kind of like recycling factories. So anything that's destructive, for example, mitochondria can be parts of the mitochondria, or the whole mitochondria can go through a destructive phase, totally disintegrate, part of that disintegration is handed off to the lysosomes, which further the disintegration and recycle anything that can recycle and throw out the garbage for the rest. So there's, the mitochondria are connected to almost every metabolic process in the body. The carbon skeletons, for example, in the citric acid cycle, and I don't know if we need to explain that, are used for amino, for making non-essential amino acids, for example. It's involved in formation of hemoglobin. It's involved in the, formation of RNA and DNA. There are so many things. Gluconeogenesis is part of a mitochondrial effect, because what happens is some of these substrates, some of the intermediates in the citric acid cycle or Krebs cycle or TCA cycle, whatever you want to call it, intermediates go back into the cytoplasm and are transformed back into, it's complex, but the end result is you make glucose from the intermediates of that. So you have gluconeogenesis, you have amino acid formations, you have hemoglobin, myoglobin formation, you have DRNA and DNA. In other words, just about everything in the body has to go through one way or another through the mitochondria.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so let's move a little bit further up the road now and talk about some common things. People talk about mitochondrial dysfunction. They talk about mitochondrial dysfunction, especially when we talk about certain types of autoimmune disorders that have a fatigue component. A lot of practitioners look towards mitochondrial dysfunction there. In the truest term or sense of the description, what do you categorize mitochondrial dysfunction as? Is it always a downregulation of energy, or could it also be an overproduction of energy or something in between?
Actually, what it means is it's not working like it should. In other words, it's not producing intermediates, it's not producing the ATP, it's not involved in phosphocreatine, it's not involved in a lot of things that the mitochondria are involved in, as well as a healthy mitochondria. And when you have mitochondrial dysfunction, you can lead to not only degenerative diseases and you know, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, et cetera, but it also affects your ability to exercise, as far as fatigue. It also affects your body composition, your performance in sports and exercise. So it's multifactorial. There's so many things involved in the mitochondria, and there are so many regulators of mitochondrial biogenesis, including AMPK and PCG1-alpha, et cetera. And I don't want to go through all of the short terms here, you know, because it's way too complex for this kind of interview. Mitochondrial dysfunction means it's just not functioning the way it should be, and you're going to suffer.
Okay, so talking about mitochondrial dysfunction for a second, what are the major, I read a study many years ago that showed that alcohol consumption, even moderate alcohol consumption, causes these guide wires that are inside cells and part of the mitochondrial complex to bring calcium into the mitochondria. And that infiltration of calcium causes the mitochondria to be dysfunctional. And they elucidated that in the effects of alcohol consumption on the etiology of diseases of the heart, especially in rhythm problems. And they show that the mitochondria becomes fouled up by the infiltration of calcium, and then it doesn't function properly, and then heart failure ensues. So what are the things are people doing today that are compromising mitochondrial function, in your opinion, aside from alcohol consumption, which everybody wants to tell you is good for you?
Well, actually, alcohol consumption is very interesting, because some of the alcohol is, transformed, metabolized into ketones, and ketones have been shown to improve mitochondrial dysfunction. So,
dysfunction, you know, or function?
It improved dysfunction.
Really?
Really, yeah. People don't realize this, but the ketones, for example, you know what the ketogenic diet's used in epileptics, et cetera?
Yeah, and cancer, yeah.
Part of that, of course, is that it improves ATP production and decreases, actually, the neurotoxicity of glutamate.
I see. When you use the word dysfunction, you mean any deviation from the standard or norm. So you're even counting that as a dysfunction. I always think of dysfunction as going the wrong way. In that case, it could be going the right way for that particular condition.
Exactly. So alcohol may have other effects as far as the calcium amount that you mentioned, but it can also have positive effects as far as the ketone production that it produces. So, you know, this controversy about alcohol has been going back and forth now for, I don't know, decades. And first of all, you know, alcohol to a certain extent was good for you. And then alcohol, no matter how much you took, no matter how little you took, was bad for you. And now back to alcohol being good, part of it because of the resveratrol, which, by the way, is one of the compounds that helps alleviate mitochondrial dysfunction. And there's a number of those, which I can go through if you wish, that people can use on a nutritional basis.
Why don't we do that at the end of the show? You can give your short list of the most important mitochondrial supplements.
No problem.
I want to go ahead and take our break. And when we come back, we're going to get deeper into this discussion about mitochondria. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. Mauro, plug your website real quick.
At www.mauromd.com.
Okay, we're going to come right back with more. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, You'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You're tuning in late. You can win $1,000 worth of Power Block home gym equipment. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, and join in. Winner will be announced in February. I believe it's February or beginning of March. I forget what it is. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. We're talking about the mitochondria. You know, this is really taking me by surprise because when I think of mitochondria dysfunction, I think of a downregulation of the function of the mitochondria. But in your case here, you're talking about any deviation. So some dysfunction can actually benefit us while other dysfunction can harm us, right?
Yes, that's true. I mean, you have to remember that the mitochondrial DNA, which, by the way, is just a very small DNA compared to nuclear DNA, is connected to signaling systems, to nuclear DNA. There's so many connections and so many things that can affect mitochondrial function and dysfunction that it's really in its infancy as far as putting it all together into one big picture. It's like taking a puzzle that has a million pieces and you don't have a clue what the puzzle is going to end up at, but you have maybe a dozen pieces for it, and then from that you have to determine what the puzzle actually is. So it's really hard at this point. You know, we can give some information because we have some information, but we're far from looking at the whole picture.
Okay, so what about mitochondrial biogenesis? I was told once a long time ago by Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation that one of the things that has the most profound effect on biogenesis and size, and quite frankly, number of mitochondria that are produced, is intense exercise. Talk about that.
Up to a point. Intense exercise. How intense? Is it really, really hard training? Are you recovering? If it's really hard training, actually, you're going to get mitochondrial dysfunction. Biogenesis decreases with that.
Really?
With normal training, yeah, you'll get an increase in mitochondrial biogenesis. You have to understand that biogenesis means actually three different things. First of all, the de novo formation, in other words, from you know, the actual compounds that make up the mitochondria, inner membrane, outer membrane, cytosol, TCA cycle intermediates, etc., can be put together into a mitochondria. But the most common thing are fission and fusion. Now, you mentioned large mitochondria. That's fusion. What happens is one mitochondria will fuse with another mitochondria and make a bigger mitochondria, which may be more efficient. In a sense, it actually can improve mitochondrial function because part of the fusion takes out sections of it which are non-functional or else are decreasing mitochondrial function and trading it off to the lysosomes that I mentioned before so they can be gotten rid of, so you have a healthier mitochondria. Fission, on the other hand, is like bacterial fission. A bacteria will divide, it replicates the DNA and divides into two cells. Now, oftentimes fission will produce smaller mitochondria but more numerous mitochondria. So what's the function of each? You know, it's really hard to tell. It all depends on how functional the mitochondria is. Where the mitochondria is located is also important, by the way, because someone who's fat adapted and who's on a low carb diet will have mitochondria right adjacent to the fat droplets in the muscle cells.
Oh.
Those that are both fat adapted, which is according to my phase shift diet, fat adapted and carbohydrate adapted, will have mitochondria against the granules, you know, of glycogen and the fat droplets. So it's like having, I don't know if I ever explained the epigenetic tags to you.
You may have, but go ahead and do it again.
Well, basically speaking, if you have certain epigenetic changes to your hardwired DNA which cause or result in a different function than the hardwired DNA would ordinarily have. And then things change, and the tags, the epigenetic methylation and the changes to the protein that surround the chromosomes can actually be removed, but there seems to be a memory involved, so that when the same circumstances apply, the methylation and changes in the acetylation of the proteins, etc., can be almost instantaneous. So what I'm getting at is, if you do it properly, then the tags will allow you to switch metabolisms as needed. And I'll give you an example of that. For example, fat is usually used for endurance, for anything that goes below VO2 max. So the VO2 max may be 70-75%. Above that, you have to use anaerobic metabolism, which involves glycolysis in a small formation, but a fast formation of a small number of ATP molecules. Now, if you have the epigenetic tags, as you go down below the higher VO2 max that someone who's fat adapted, they'll automatically switch to burning 99% fat. And then if they need it under anaerobic conditions, for example, strength training where, you know, you're lifting, you know, one rep maxes and things like that, the tags will be reinstituted so that you'll be able to use the glycolytic pathway more efficiently as well.
How quickly do these changes in these tags change?
Within seconds.
You know, it makes perfect sense. I read, my son Chase actually sent me something probably about 3 years ago that said that mitochondria was a bacteria that somewhere along the line we came in contact with and it infiltrated itself into us. Am I accurate with that statement? Is that, or am I off a little bit?
No. That's one of the theories. You know, at a certain stage in the evolutionary process, the glycolytic pathway was the main pathway for ATP, and it's very inefficient. I'm not sure if you realize the glycolysis is very, very inefficient. It produces a net of 2 ATP, but then the lactate that's produced goes to the liver, and it takes 6 ATP to put it back into glucose, which then goes to the muscle and produces 2 ATP. So you're actually losing 4 ATP molecules every time you go through the Cori cycle. The Cori cycle, are you familiar with the Cori cycle?
No, I'm not.
Okay, the Cori cycle basically is lactate goes from the muscle to the liver, is transformed is from gluconeogenesis, lactate and glycerin and other compounds, into glucose. The glucose then goes into the bloodstream, back to the muscle, so they can go through the glycolytic pathway again. And this is under anaerobic conditions. This is where you're really stressing out, training hard, and doing that. Now, there's some recent papers that show that the glycolytic mechanism actually makes the mitochondria more dysfunctional.
Less effective.
Less effective.
Right.
If that's the main process that's being used. This is why really hard training can actually cause mitochondrial dysfunction, which will take time.
But let's establish something. Are we talking about mitochondrial dysfunction that benefits us or mitochondrial dysfunction that works against us when we're talking about hard training?
That works against us.
Really?
Yeah. In other words, the number of mitochondria, the amount of ATP that's produced, et cetera, lessens with really, really hard training. And that's partly because of the glycolytic process that occurs where you lose ATP and it has to catch up. So it's very important, of course. Recovery is really important. So people who overtrain or overachieve actually can be hurting themselves.
Okay, so here we have to go into a break, but I want to go into the break on this comment. I'm looking at this through the eyes of evolution and understanding what downward selection pressures and also being a creature of opportunity, if you will. Everything that has survived millennia is basically a creature of opportunity. We are creatures of opportunity. We are hybrids. We are built to survive. We keep shifting and changing and doing things that. So if the mitochondria is thought of as this bacteria, and we are thought of as the host, and we look at the mitochondria exclusively not from what the mitochondria does for us, but what we do for the mitochondria, why it has chosen to be hosted by us, then it makes perfect sense that when we start to put too much stress on the mitochondria, It starts to do things that slow us down because that's not why it's here. It's not here to serve us. We're here to serve it. That's why it's taken up space in us. Am I off base on this assumption, or am I just shooting holes in myself here?
No, I think you're pretty well on base. It's really important to consider the functions of the mitochondria besides ATP production, and that's the production that we mentioned of RNA, DNA, as the carbon skeleton of a whole bunch of non-essential amino acids, of hemoglobin, etc. Now, all these functions are also important. It's not just the Krebs cycle, for example, TCA cycle, whatever you want to call it, because it has three different names that are common, has. Now, you know, I hate putting in terms that people have to look up, but
there's... But no, that's okay, because that makes people expand their mind. What's the term?
Well, cataporosis and anaplerosis. Cataporosis means that there's sort of a decrease in the flux of the TCA cycle, of the intermediates. Anaplerosis means there's an addition to the flux. Now, it's important, the flux is very important, because this is what produces, in the end, the ATP through oxidative phosphorylation, through the intermediates that are formed by the TCA cycle. Imagine it as like a wheel. The faster the wheel turns, the more ATP you produce.
Okay.
Now, you can also, the cataporotic part is when the intermediates are decreased. And these are decreased because they're needed for other functions. They're needed, for example, to make glutamine from alpha-ketoglutarate. They're needed to make asparagine, aspartate, various backbones for the non-essential amino acids. They're needed for the purines, for RNA and DNA functions. So the mitochondria is extremely complex, and everybody thinks of it strictly as an ATP-dependent molecule.
Right.
Or, no, and it's not. It has other functions that are just as important, if not more important, than just producing energy. Mind you, without energy, of course, we don't live very long. But, you know, there are huge functions that the mitochondria have. And that's why there's so many of them. I mean, mitochondrial DNA in one cell, you can have 1,000 of them.
Wow. I never realized that. I just thought there were one or two. All right, we have to take a break. I've got a lot of questions. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And this is really framing mitochondria completely different. We think the mitochondria are there to serve us. We're actually there to serve them. And if we play nice with them, they will serve us. If we don't play nice with them, they can hurt us. Stay tuned.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale about mitochondrial function. Very, very important discussion. So, Mauro, a few days ago I did a show that looked at disrupted autophagy and how it undermines skeletal muscle adaptation. And while the study was really done the context of muscle wasting diseases and cachexia and different types of muscular dystrophic diseases, those of us in the community where we want to build more muscle, we received a very good message from this, and that is that if you blunt autophagy, you will not experience hypertrophy. It's very clear. The research shows this now. And so when we talked about this with Dr. Gonzalo Blanco, is what his name was, we kept coming back to the role of autophagy and mitochondrial function, too. And I said to him, I says, does the mitochondrial dysfunction ensue because the metabolic debris builds up and clogs things up, or is it because the metabolic debris takes up space inside the cells, and so you have a faltered mitochondrial biogenesis and size from a size constraint? Any opinions on that?
No, I think you're right, actually. Interestingly enough, mitophagy, I don't know if you mentioned that.
No.
Is the mitochondrial breakdown. It's sort of a subset of autophagy. And mitophagy actually...
It's actually a specialized type of autophagy.
It is. And it involves the mitochondria. Now, there is an accumulation of particles and things that interfere with the membranes and with the actual TCA cycle. And this is why I mentioned the lysosomes, where when you have, let's say, fission or fusion, some of these products are passed off through from the mitochondria to the lysosome, which acts as it actually breaks that down and salvages what it can and destroys the rest, and it's debris. But it does take it away from the mitochondria. So when you have fusion, for example, you may have a number of aspects of that fusion which are hindering the mitochondrial function, and that will be sort of put into a capsule and passed off into the lysosome, which accepts it as its own capsule, and then you have the healthy mitochondria. Now, without that interaction, we would be lost, because the mitochondrial dysfunction would just continue, and even though there was fission and fusion, etc., you'd have no way of getting rid of all the particles that are counterproductive to proper mitochondrial function.
Okay, so let's move to something that people want to hear more about, right? So how can we, and this is using Joel Green's term, how can we become mitochondrial farmers? How can we take care of the mitochondria, have it become bigger, stronger, and dysfunctional in a way that serves us as opposed to hurts us? What strategies and what supplements, too?
Well, healthy lifestyle helps. You know, I mean, things like smoking and overconsumption of alcohol, all of them can have counterproductive effects on mitochondrial function. So, you know, getting enough sleep, all those things that help your health and help you recover are going to help your mitochondrial function.
Right.
Now, there's a paper that just came out in which athletes, of course, you know, you've heard of the exercise pill, in which you know, instead of exercising,
it's just resveratrol, but it's at a very high dose of resveratrol.
No, but there's a whole bunch of compounds.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not resveratrol. Okay. This one paper is actually aimed towards doping and drug testing, and it's in several dozen possible compounds that increase mitochondrial biogenesis and increase athletic performance, sports, exercise performance, etc. But these are mostly not present in foods or in nutritional supplements. But there are, and as I mentioned, a number of nutritional supplements which have a positive effect on mitochondrial biogenesis and decreasing mitochondrial dysfunction and increasing the lysosomal mitochondrial connection. Now, you know, resveratrol is just one of them. You know, lutein, for example. I don't know if you know much about lutein.
Lutein, the B vitamin, lutein, lutein?
No, rutin, R-U-T-I-N.
No.
There's several papers on that, actually, and it has a pronounced effect, probably even more than resveratrol, as far as increasing mitochondrial biogenesis and decreasing mitochondrial dysfunction. Quercetin, which I'm sure you're familiar with as well, is another one. Even fish oil, DHA and EPA tend to have an effect on a beneficial effect on mitochondria. We're looking at olive oil polyphenols, which have a beneficial effect. N-acetylcysteine, which you're familiar with, it's an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory,
right.
Derivative of an amino acid. Green tea, the catechins in green tea.
HGC, yeah.
Help mitochondrial ketones, as I mentioned, have an effect on improving mitochondrial efficiency. So there's a number of things that do that. And I remember in one of the advertisements, there was a mention of uncoupling protein.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
That's actually a very interesting concept. The it's the compound is actually thermogenin, and it's the new label for it. But it actually, shall we say, if you look at the formation of ATP from oxidative phosphorylation, it actually hijacks that, and instead of forming the ATP from proton from the various compartments of the oxidation process, it hijacks it and produces heat.
Right.
Instead, and what that does, it increases the number and functioning of the mitochondria.
Really?
Yes. So that, in other words, what you're doing is actually increasing or decreasing the effect of of ATP production.
So basically what you're doing is, and by the way, thyroid hormone is one of the most efficient, most profound effectors of mitochondrial uncoupling, mitochondrial uncoupling that we have out there. I mean, obviously there's lots of chemicals that are dangerous, but thyroid hormone is a great mitochondrial uncoupler. But basically what you're saying is by making the mitochondria less efficient influences an upregulation of more mitochondria to be produced to pick up the work.
Exactly. Well, this is where exercise comes in as well. You need more energy. You need more ATP. Any function that decreases the amount of ATP that's available for functioning of the muscles or the brain or anything like that is going to actually increase mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, there are some exceptions, of course, but we don't need to go into those because they're more complex. But so there's a lot of things that affect the mitochondria. I mean, it's a whole body thing. It's we're not just dealing with one little organelle in one cell. We're dealing with almost every tissue in the body. Central nervous system, fatigue, even exertion, for example. You know how some people feel after, you know, depending on their physiological status, et cetera, feel the exertion more at times than other times.
Right.
If the mitochondria are functioning normally or even better than normal, you won't feel this fatigue. You know, you'll be able to train harder. And this in itself, as long as it's not overtraining, will increase hypertrophy, increase sports performance, increase longevity. And you know, we mentioned before about the my own term, the anabolone and the anabolic span.
Right.
This is a way to increase both. This is so complex that it's hard for me to really put everything out there, okay?
Right.
But you're familiar with AMPK.
Yes.
And you're also familiar with mTORC1.
Absolutely.
And you're probably familiar with some of the other compounds. But these compounds, including PGC1-alpha, which is considered a regulator, a master regulator of mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, you take just these three compounds. They can either play well together or they can be counterproductive. For example, increasing AMPK can increase mTOR-C1, which can actually decrease hypertrophy, but has a positive effect on mitochondrial biogenesis. So trying to figure out the anabolic signaling pathways that would be the anabolone. So all these compounds play together well. Is what I'm doing now, is what I'm working on now, and it's extremely complex. And again, as I mentioned earlier, still in the infancy as far as actual hard facts from research.
Okay, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something a little bit outside the nine dots, and that's two components and their effects on mitochondrial function and biogenesis and mitochondrial health. The first is going to be growth hormone. The second is going to be anabolic steroids. And these are two things that you know about intimately. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. The website is morrowmd.com if you want to learn more about Dr. Mauro DiPasquale and his products. Go there, please. And we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach. Anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Parker. He is the official resident Superhuman Radio rehab doctor, and we're going to be introducing him to the audience and taking your questions for rehabilitation of injuries. Okay, so I know that growth hormone has the ability to change preferentially the substrate utilization by the mitochondria to triglycerides, which is a good thing and probably part of the fat-burning mechanism of growth hormone. Does growth hormone have any beneficial effects on actual mitochondrial biogenesis and size?
Well, actually, the literature is kind of divided on this. There was a research paper came out in, 3 or 4 years ago that had growth hormone receptor knockout mice. And these are the ones, of course, where the growth hormone has no receptor to bind to, so they have no growth hormone effects. And found that they live longer, and it seems to increase the mitochondrial biogenesis. Now there are other studies that show that IGF-1, which you know is produced through growth hormone, has the opposite effect in the sense that it will increase the biogenesis without having to have a receptor knockout. So, you know, literature is not clear on this, but my take is that growth hormone and the IGF-1, which is obviously the anabolic factor of growth hormone and skeletal muscle, especially when you look at the specific growth hormone isokines that exist, for example, mechanical growth factor, which is in skeletal muscle, I think that has an increase in mitochondrial efficiency. Whether it affects mitochondrial biogenesis and increasing the number, I'm not sure, but I think the ATP production will be increased. Now, we take other compounds like testosterone and anabolic steroids. There's no doubt that that has an increase in that does increase mitochondrial biogenesis, and you have an increase in ATP production, and in the sense increasing muscle hypertrophy through various factors. One of them being, of course, mTORC1 and other signaling systems that increase the cellular hypertrophy. Also, the number of mitochondria increases dramatically with the use of testosterone and anabolic steroids. And then there's other compounds like myostatin. I think you're familiar with myostatin.
Yes, yes.
And again, you have to consider that there's a positive and negative side to a lot of these. In other words, there are conditions where a certain hormone or peptide, et cetera, are decreased in conditions where they're increased. Now, myostatin, if you increase myostatin, you actually decrease muscle hypertrophy. If you decrease or even knock out myostatin, you actually increase muscle hypertrophy dramatically. And you'll find that a lot of the bodybuilders who are huge are usually myostatin deficient.
In fact, Flex Wheeler was tested. His DNA test came back that he is a double null myostatin human being. So he is like the genetics he got from both his mother and father. He has complete myostatin. He has complete myostatin inhibition in his body.
Yeah, I have information on about a dozen bodybuilders at various stages. Some natural, some using a lot of a lot of drugs and hormones, etc. And I found that the ones who are especially gifted in muscle size hypertrophy had some myostatin deficiency, whether it was complete, like the null, or whether it was partial. So this seems to be common with the people who can gain muscle rapidly. And of course, you know, there are other factors, testosterone, IGF-1. Even mitochondrial efficiency. So it's really hard to piece all these together, but we do know that in cases where mitochondrial biogenesis is increased and the efficiency of the mitochondria are increased, you're going to get an increase in skeletal muscle hypertrophy and an increase in performance.
Mauro, do you have any supplements on your website that speak to this whole mitochondrial function and efficiency?
Most of my supplements, as you know, I have versions of my supplements. In other words, my GH Boost, for example, is version 6. And as new research comes up and as I gain more experience and feedback from athletes, a lot of them in the Olympics, by the way, I change the formulation. And part of the change is also directed towards both epigenetic, genomic, proteomes, a lot of the ohms, trying to put it all together to maximize hypertrophy, strength, athletic performance, longevity, but not just longevity, but anabolic span rather than lifespan and health span. Health span to me, you know, everybody thinks that's the ultimate, I mean, health span. But all that means is absence of really bad diseases. So you could be weak, you know, you might have trouble walking, 100 yards. But you're still healthy, you know, your health span is good. The anabolic span, of course, as we discussed earlier, means you're vigorous. You can do things. You can pick things up. You know, a 40-pound package isn't going to break your back type of thing, you know. I think it's important to do a lot of things and put together a lot of information so that the anabolic span is pretty close to lifespan. Yeah. Rather than and health span, it's just something that I'm working on now. It's extremely complex. The information I have is very limited, but I can extrapolate from my experience over the last 40, 50 years.
Mauro, thanks so much for being here today. The website is mauromd.com, M-A-U-R-O-M-D.com. You can go there and learn more about his supplements. As he said, all of his supplements are upgraded every time there is a change in the current science, so you're always getting the best that current science can produce. Thanks a lot, Mauro.
Oh, can I just say something?
Yes, please.
You mentioned earlier the home gyms.
Yes.
When I was an elite athlete, and you know, I won the IPF World Championships and North American, Pan American, Canadian Championships, the whole, you know, just about the whole gamut. I worked out in my own home gym. And the main problem was when I went to a gym, the bars couldn't take the weight, first of all. Second of all, they didn't like dropping, you know, 800 pounds on the floor
right.
when you make your squat, you know?
Right.
So the home gym, I think, is fantastic, and I think I'm gonna apply for that home gym on your site.
Please do. I've got a set of Power Block dumbbells and a set of Power Block kettlebells at home. They're all adjustable. The kettlebells go up to 80 pounds. The Power Block dumbbells I have go up to 50 pounds per hand. There's nothing better. I mean, you can get a complete and thorough workout at home with that and a bench.
You know what? I think I'm gonna go for that as well because yeah, I have. I have various houses and I have limited space in some of them. My gym, my main house, is almost 2,000 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know what? The 5 to 50 pounds go up in 5-pound increments, and they have the footprint of two shoe boxes.
I'm going to have to look into that, that's for sure.
They're great. Mauro, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you.
Talk soon. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Parker, all the way from Kuwait. Superhuman Radio is worldwide, baby. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820.
800-616-0820.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Luda, bring us back, Luda. Some radio shows are coast to coast, baby. We're worldwide. And all the way from the Middle East, it's Dr. John Parker. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, Carl. How are you doing, brother?
Good, good. So there are people in this audience that probably don't know who you are and how your involvement in Superhuman Radio began. So let's start from the beginning. You once again, you were deployed many years ago, right?
Well, if I were to tell the story with all its grandeur, you know, I'd have to rewind a little bit further. So if you'll allow me some latitude.
Please, please, do your thing. Do your thing.
So this really started for me when I was actually a young man. I was in high school. I was playing sports. I was a runt. I'm still a runt. I'm not a huge guy. But I was training. Well, actually, I was working with a guy who was a professional boxer, and he was trying to help me out. And he said to me something along the lines. He's like, well, you know, I want to help you. Let's put some body armor on you. So meet me at the gym at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I was like, in high school, I think I was a sophomore at the time, and I was thinking, that doesn't sound like fun, but I'll go because, you know, I trust this guy. So I go to the gym, and the guy that's the gym owner, I meet up with him, and he turns out to be Mr. Idaho. So he's walking me around, he's showing me the gym. There's power lifters, there's bodybuilders, there's not anybody doing Olympic weightlifting, but that's what I had to work with in little town Idaho. So he tells me at the end of that discussion, he's like, so here's the deal, Parker, $17 a month, all the iron you can eat. And I said, okay, I'll take that. So I started working out with the guys and, started putting a little weight on. I was continuing to play sports. I was playing soccer at the time. My senior year, we actually ended up being state champs. I put a little plug in for Twin Falls. But, you know, during that time, I think I was 16, maybe 17, I had a horrible, deltoid ligament sprain, which is on the medial side of your ankle. And normally when somebody sprains that part of their ankle, they actually won't sprain the ligament. They won't tear it. It'll just actually rip the bottom off the medial malleolus, which is part of your bone right there. It's part of the tibia. And so, you know, I went to the doctor, and I had a very progressive doctor. He didn't like ice. He liked lymphatic drainage. And he hooked me up. He showed me how to kind of fix myself, which set this stage for me of, How can I utilize this in the future as I'm going through and playing sports? And so fast forwarding a couple of years, I was still playing soccer. The guys at the gym were reading Bill Phillips and Muscle Media 2000. you remember all this stuff. I know you do. So, and so I got involved actually in one of Bill Phillips' first, body makeover gigs where he was giving away his Lamborghini.
Yep.
And so, I started taking creatine for the first time. I put on literally 20 pounds of mass, and I think, what was it, a 12-week cycle? So I was convinced at that point in time that creatine was probably a good thing.
Right.
But then I got out of high school, started moving on with my life, got a real job, got busy. I was trying to go to school full time, work full time, and I got out of shape and I got fat and I went on this yo-yo, get in shape, back, fall out of shape, get back in shape. And it never got easier. And this is the point in time of my life where you and I had talked about my time in home security. This is when I owned my own home security company.
Right.
And it's about the time that my wife and I met and we had children and that sort of thing. And, you know, the luxuries in life went away. I stopped watching TV, but I always wanted to get back to school and get back in the gym, but I never had time for it. You know, if I'm not watching TV, I don't have time for anything else. So ultimately, I made a decision to just shift gears, and I went back to school. But it honestly took me 8 years to get a two-year degree, which when you're doing that, when you're just grinding it out like that, it's hard to think, wow, this is really what I want to do for the next 8 years as well. So I started looking at other things about how to pay for college. And so at the time, I was a double major. I was on physics scholarship, and I was studying biology for fun. And I honestly thought at the end of my graduation period, I would go into some sort of like astrophysics field. But as I was looking through ways of paying for school and finishing it in 2 years instead of another 8 years, I came across the Navy. And they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. They literally offered to pay me for my last 2 years of college, as long as I agreed that I would finish my biology degree and not my physics degree, because they would teach me everything I needed to know in about nuclear engineering as a submarine officer. And so I agreed. And in 2004, I went to OCS, got done with that, went to Naval Nuclear Power School, did that for a year. And even though while I was in school, I was in pretty good shape, but when I got out of nuclear power school, I was toast. It was almost the equivalent of getting a master's degree in 6 months. And so I was 18 credits shy of getting an engineering master's degree. Went on the submarine, did my thing there. And you know those defining moments that you have in your life where you just remember the date, you know, if people will recall, you know, the Twin Tower attacks and that sort of thing.
Right,
this was a defining moment for me because I remember the date, September 6, 2006. We took the submarine to Hawaii, and I was like, all right, I'm done with this BS. No more getting fat and out of shape and then working my way back up the ladder only to go back another, you know, 10 rungs just so I can climb the ladder again. I made a decision. I'm like, I'm never getting out of shape again. This is it because it's too painful. And when you're trying to get back in shape, you risk injury all the time because your tendons, they don't have the same vascularity that the rest of your body does, and the musculature comes back quickly. We all know about satellite cell integration.
Right.
And the tendons they can't keep up. And so if you get the muscle back quickly, great. But if you injure yourself because the area between the muscle and the tendon coming together, the enthesis, if that area starts getting damaged, well, you're not going to know that right away. You might experience that as soreness or tightness, but if you keep pushing the envelope, then you get these little nagging injuries, and then before you know it, like, you might actually have a muscle tear. You might have an avulsion. You might have something that I know is very personal to you, and you've experienced this, but it's not fun, right? So I've always been fascinated with the rehab part of the world and that sort of thing, but I kept plugging along. You know, like I said, it was 2006. I got back in shape and things were going swimmingly. I was doing pretty good. And this is about the time that you and I met or started talking is I was in Italy. I moved from Guam to Italy and I was stationed out there. I was doing great. And then one day I went into the gym and I'm warming up squats. I'm in the power rack to unload the bar. I step back. I do like 5 or 6 super light reps, just starting my warm up, and I get a twinge in my low back. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, okay, I've done this one before. It was a couple years prior where I just kept doing my workout. Like, oh, I'll just ignore that.
Work through. And sometimes you feel like, and sometimes you're right, but sometimes you feel like if I go ahead and do the work, this is going to kind of like stretch out and be okay. If I just stop now, I've got pain for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So my thinking was actually the reverse of that because the previous experience, I decided, oh, it's nothing. I'll just stretch it out as I continue to do my workout. I'll work through it, right? It wasn't painful. I just, I just got this sharp twinge. And I know now that that was a spasm, but I didn't understand that at the time. But in this case, I put the bar on the rack and I walked out of the gym. You know, I figured experience was important, and I was old enough to know better, and I can always come back tomorrow or even later that day if I'm feeling good. So I left the gym thinking to myself, okay, I made the good decision. I didn't push myself. And later that night, my back locked up so bad that I could not walk. The next day I had to go to work. I could not walk into work. I hobbled into work. And I remember I had this backpack that weighed like 20 pounds on a routine basis because I'd carry my lunch in with me, that sort of thing, and uniform items. But this day, I couldn't carry my backpack. Like, it was just too much. And I literally just hobbled into work, kind of like dragging one leg behind me. You know, it was very much just like some scene from some old movie about a monster that can't walk right.
Yeah, Hashimoto. What was his name? The guy who, not Hashimoto. Was that his name, Hashimoto?
Quasimoto?
Yeah, Quasimoto.
Yeah, Quasimoto. So, but that's what I look, or at least that's what I thought everyone was seeing as I came walking by. It was embarrassing, you know, like, yeah. I didn't want people looking at me like that because you look goofy. You know, you're not walking right. And they, you know, you just didn't want to draw that kind of attention. Not in the military, anyways. You don't want to be the guy that has attention drawn to you. So, I expected over the course of a couple of days things would get better, and they really didn't. It went on like that for probably 7 or 8 days, and around day four, I was in pain. You know, I was taking whatever NSAID I could get my hands on just because I was trying to get it to go away, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to reduce the spasm, how I could get back to my life more than anything else. Like, even just rolling over in bed was painful. Putting my shoes on, oh yeah, that was impossible.
Right.
And I had to come up with these creative solutions. My wife helped me, all this sort of stuff. It was ridiculous. And I just felt, you know, I wasn't even 40 yet, and I just felt weak and non-vital. You know, like, how did this happen? I'm too young. This isn't the way this should go. So I go to the hospital. They do a straight leg raise test on me, which, if you don't know what that is, it's the standard neural tension test that they'll do on anybody that they think maybe has a disc herniation, because wherever the disc material is protruding out of the disc, it might be in contact or create an inflammatory response near the nerve roots, which will irritate the sciatic nerve. And when you put the nerve on tension, then you'll elicit a pain response out of the patient. And so I had, surprisingly, a positive straight leg test. And so they sent me to x-ray. Surprisingly, x-rays don't really visualize soft tissue very well. So it's not like they saw anything that was going on, but there was nothing like, you know, big, bad, ugly things. Like, there was no bone infection. There was no tumors. There was nothing like that. It was just standard run of the mill. This guy probably has a disc herniation. So they sent me to physical therapy, and they booked me for an MRI for like a month later, which I eventually got the MRI. But the physical therapy part was the most interesting part to me, because here I thought, all right, I'm going to get answers. You know, like, I'm going down the track. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And on top of the physical therapy prescription, I also got a naproxen prescription. So evidently had a naproxen deficiency that I didn't know about. So I go to physical therapy.
Obviously, you're being facetious. I mean, I don't want people to really think that you were deficient in something called naproxen, because that's an NSAID. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, and it was kind of a higher dose of naproxen, too. And if you don't know anything about naproxen, you have to take it for a while before it's really going to take effect, and you kind of keep taking it for it to maintain its anti-inflammatory properties. But, so I go to physical therapy, and I remember this clearly. So I won't say names, but it was a male physical therapist. I had a master's degree in physical therapy, and we sat down. He went over the x-rays with me. He's like, so we don't see any damage on the x-rays, but here's what we suspect is going on. And so I want you to go to this back class that we have, and, you know, tell me what you were doing to create this. And so I explained to him my workout routine. I told him I was doing yoga. I was lifting weights. I was doing all this stuff. And he's like, huh. You're doing everything I would have you do. The only thing that maybe we could do different is if I went to the gym with you and, you know, watched your routine, because you're already doing everything I would advise you to do.
Really?
And I'm thinking to myself, that's what got me in the mess in the first place. So obviously there's something that's going on. Maybe it's gym related, maybe it's not, but we just said there wasn't anything physically wrong with me that you could tell, you know, like no congenital defects. But So
you
yeah,
were doing, you
why
were
don't
doing
you join
something,
me?
You were doing something obviously to cause this. But I'm inspired by, someone who wants to go to the gym with you and watch what you're doing, because most people, it ends when you walk out of their exam room. You know what I mean? They're like, you're on your own now. And that's really where you really need to be in touch with the patient, because that's where you're going to discover what they're doing to themselves. I think that's amazing to me.
Well, yeah, and I wish that's the way that it had gone, because I probably could have saved myself a lot of pain over the next several
years.
We have to
take a break. We have to take a break.
Sure.
You have to stay right where you are as far as in your mental train of thought. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I want everybody to stay with us, because after Dr. John tells us about his personal story and why he's doing what he's doing, I want to let you know that Dr. John is here to serve you. As part of the Superhuman Nation, you now have your own rehab doctor right here on the show. And we're going to give you email address to correspond with Dr. John. You have to understand that he is deployed in the Middle East, so it's not like as though he's keeping office hours. But he's going to do everything he can to serve the Superhuman Nation. That is his goal, to give back. Stay tuned.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
He deserted again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program.
program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This music is in honor of Dr. John Parker, who is at a paradise destination, a paradise getaway, someplace that most people want to go and visit and relax and lay on the beach, and that is Kuwait, right?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of sand here.
Yeah, tons of sand, but no ocean. But anyway, okay, so getting back to this discussion here, and you can pick it up where you left off as far as he wanted to
sure.
he wanted to go to the gym with you, but he didn't. Why? Did you say, no, I don't need that, or did he just not make it in?
Well, so picture this scenario. I mean, we're in a small office. We're sitting face-to-face across from each other talking. I'm in physical pain telling the guy, this is what I think was the answer, and that obviously did not work. And he says to me, kind of throws this carrot out there, and he's like, you're doing everything right. The only thing I could do better is watch you work out. Now, keep in mind, at this base, the Naval Hospital was literally across the street from the gym that I hurt myself in. And I said, well, let's go. And he said, oh, I can't do that. And I was just flabbergasted. I'm like, it's right there. Let's make an appointment. Let's just do the physical therapy over there. He's like, I can't do that. You know, it's a violation of HIPAA. And I was like.
So he says he realizes that the thing he could do to serve you as his patient better would be to go to the gym. He puts that out there. But then when you say, let's do it, he goes, no, I can't. That's torture. That's just mean.
Oh, it was really mean. So here's what I got instead. I got a Sphinx pose and an IT band stretch. Now. So if you don't know the Sphinx, it's basically a yoga move where you're on your hands and knees, laying in a prone position, and you prop your chest up, and you kind of just hang out there for a little while. Which, now that I know more about that and how that affects disc mechanics, it's actually a pretty good thing that he gave me. IT band stretch, totally useless. If you're doing IT band rollouts on a foam roller or trying to stretch that, you know, it's a very dense fibrotic connective tissue. The only way I could cut through it when I was in cadaver labs was using a scalpel. You're not going to change it with a foam roller.
Oh, dude, so. I've had to move to quad injections for my testosterone every week. And so every now and then I get down a little too low and I hit my IT band. I can't even push a needle through it.
Yeah, the crural fascia is intensely thick.
It's like, especially where the IT band is. When I try to push the needle in, it feels like I'm trying to push it through a leather belt. And then I go, oh, wait a minute. And I just move up like a quarter of an inch, and I'm above it, and bang, the needle goes right in. It's amazing.
Yeah, and people would be far better served just to work their TFL muscle, which is it's basically if you were to stand up and you put your hand on the front of your hip and you move your leg in internal rotation, so basically you turn your toe inward, you'll feel the TFL light up, and that muscle is connected to the IT band as well as your glutes. And so if you can loosen up the TFL, use the IT band, and lateral leg pain or tightness will diminish at least some. And so, but yeah, so the IT band stretch he gave me, it wasn't doing anything for me. And so I left the room, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. And I do the exercise. And so, you know, I grew up in the gym. I've been in the gym for over a decade off and on at that point in time. And when you give somebody who goes the extra mile and really thinks, you know, too hard about things, something small, it's unfulfilling. And so I was like, well, I'll wait until I see what the MRI says. And so sure enough, the MRI comes back with a right-sided posterior lateral disc herniation, which I didn't even know what that was at the time. And even when I read the MRI report and the radiologist report, I had no idea what I was reading. But I tried to figure out ways to get my back pain to lighten up, and I was talking to my wife, and you know what? I have to credit a lot of this to my wife, because she says to me very plainly and with her insight that only my wife can bring to bear sometimes, that maybe you're just doing things in the gym wrong. And I was like, no, you're wrong, baby. Cause I've been in the gym a long time. You know, I read Muscle Media 2000. Didn't you know that?
That's funny.
And so, you know, but it turns out that, okay, she was right. I swallowed my ego. I started learning again. I started hunting for information. I went to the library. I got books. I started talking to my friends about their sources of information. And then one of my friends says to me a very key piece of information that changed everything. And he's like, have you tried podcasting? And I didn't know what that was. So here it is.
And you're thinking like, what, is this a new movement? A new exercise? A foam rolling movement or something? Podcasting. Interesting.
I had no idea what it was. I didn't even know about it. I didn't realize it was basically radio that you carry with you and you can do when you're, you can listen to something.
Yeah,
it's like an audio book.
Podcasting is to radio what TiVo is to television. I mean, you listen to your shows on demand when you have time to, as opposed to when they're airing. It's great.
Yeah. And now I know that. But, at the time, so I was intrigued. I asked him to explain more and he listened to like various news reports, which I wasn't interested in. But I got onto iTunes and I started hunting through podcasts and whatever you want to call it, grace of God, luck, whatever, I found your show.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What did you think when you first started listening to the show? Like as me, how do I come across as a host?
Oh, loaded question, Carl. I'll answer that one later.
Okay.
The first show that I heard was Dan John.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And he was talking about Litmanov squats, you know, like you do your squat, drop the bar, and you go run a sprint. And I was like, well, this is new. I had never heard of that before. And what do you think I incorporated into my routine as soon as I possibly could? Second show that I heard was Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. And what's he talking about? Dietary advice I never heard before. So it was all very intriguing to me. And it was completely obvious to me that this is where I needed to be. So I started listening. And that was like episode, I don't know, 420 something.
Right.
I listened to all the back episodes that you had available at the time. And then I've been listening since 420 or something. So the beginning of 2010, I've been listening to this show. And I've been growing up with this show and my kids have been listening to me listen to this show. So how many episodes? What are we at right now? Like 1950?
Today is 1969, I think. 1969. Yeah.
That's a lot of radio time.
Yeah.
So I'll throw a little quiz out to the audience. Alisa's first show. What did you introduce her as? Because it wasn't The Lovely and Talented.
I don't even remember.
That's the quiz. So if anybody can answer that, I'd be curious.
Okay.
It's not The Lovely and Talented. It's close, though. It's really close to that.
All right. I'm going to have to figure it out. I know where the first show is. I'll have to go listen to it now.
Maybe I'll answer towards the end.
Okay.
But,
we have to take a break. When I come back, here's what I want to get onto. I want to get onto where you are today, what you're actually doing today for the government as well, and how you want to serve the audience and what they can do to reach out to you. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Dr. John Parker.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced.
Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The official Superhuman Radio resident rehab doctor is Dr. John Parker. He's here to serve you. So his email address is djp@superhumanradio.com. You can email him your questions. Maybe you have an injury you're working around. Maybe you have something that you've injured before a couple times and you'd like to not injure it again. Or maybe it's just a basic physiology/kinesiology type question about a movement. And you can also post your videos in the Superhuman Nation, which is a Facebook page that we've created for this purpose. And he will critique them. He will work with you. He will help you. But you have to understand, he's deployed and working for Uncle Sam 7 days a week. Those of you who whine that the weekends go too fast, Dr. John doesn't have a weekend. And quite frankly, we have to work around his schedule because, number one, the time difference. What time is it there in the Middle East right now, John?
It is 21:30 right now, so 9:30 for you non-military techs.
9:30 p.m. when it's only 1:30 here. Number two, because he works for Uncle Sam, he doesn't carry his phone around with him. He can't check email. He can't be on Crackbook every second like the rest of us. So you have to be patient, and we will schedule the show to suit his schedule and answer your questions. But reach out to him, djp@superhumanradio.com. Okay, so you are now, and right before you were called by Uncle Sam to go back into theater, you were about to get busy as a chiropractor, right?
Oh, definitely, yes. So if I can just answer that question.
Please,
Let me set the stage a little bit. So I mentioned I was hurt, I was frustrated, I wanted answers. And that was the thing for me, is that I wanted answers. And nowhere was there a repository of information for the layperson to go get answers. And so I started volunteering at the local hospital and at the Navy hospital where I was in the physical therapy department. And when I say volunteering, yeah, I had a degree in biology, but I was really just in the way. But I learned a lot while I was there, and I decided I was going to go to med school. And then I got off of active duty to go to med school so I could get answers. And as I got closer and closer to med school, and I realized one very significant thing, that I do not like drug companies. Now, I'm cool with drugs as a rescue treatment and to bring somebody back around, but ultimately, if you can, I mean, if it's not like type 1 diabetes and they're insulin dependent, if you can get them off the drug, then you should try to optimize their health so they can get off the drug. But I do not like the way that drug companies operate, and I did not want to work in that environment. And so that's why I chose to become a chiropractor. Now, chiropractic medicine is kind of interesting. You can think what you want about it, but if I didn't think it had utility, I wouldn't be doing it. And as somebody who was ultimately originally trained as a nuclear engineer to go into biology and go back to school and go through all that process, I look at things a little bit differently. And I can tell you that as a chiropractor, maybe adjusting somebody is helpful, but it really only makes up about 10% of what I do. There's a lot of modalities that I use. And so for me, I was actually doing my student rotations at the VA hospital, and the chiropractic profession is growing in the VA system. And so I really have a soft spot in my heart for vets, and I wanted to work with vets. And I was in the reserves at the time, and so I would have been the first prior military hire that they had as a resident in the VA hospital system. I went through, what was it, 4 or 5 interviews with about 300 people competing for the position. And 4 days before I got the job offer, I got this set of orders to come out here to Kuwait. And so had the order been reversed, I would have been able to have the position held for me. But as it was, I had to decline the offer. And so that answers that question. But the thing was is that I was hunting for answers, and that's why I went back to school, is to try to figure this stuff out. And as I learned more and more about how just this human machine works, it's complicated. And sometimes people, I'll explain to them, like, my background was in nuclear engineering, and they'll say, wow, nuclear engineer, that's really, really cool, but you're a chiropractor? That's not a real doctor. And I'll look at them and I'll kind of smile and say, well, actually, I really think you should be impressed with the chiropractic bit, because the nuclear engineering bit, there's like 12 variables. You know, we have heat transfer, fluid flow, we manage flux capacity and stuff like that.
Right. The human body is so much more complex than that. I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Like, you can't control any of the variables. You know, what about metabolomics? How many variables are there? We know of like 40,000 byproducts, you know, downstream metabolites, and there's a lot more to find. You know, the microbiome, we're learning more and more all the time, but we still only know the tip of the iceberg. So, yeah, I look at them and I'm just like, you know, okay, yeah, I'm like a dentist. I'm a specialty, but chiropractors are real doctors. So portal of entry, if that means anything to anybody, like patients can come in off the street and they can get treated. Insurance companies will allow for that. But as I went back through school, I earned another bachelor's degree in human biology, a master's degree in exercise and sports science. And I also got my DC in the time that I went back to school. And so, but I did all that so that I could have answers, so that when I ran into people and I could talk to them, it wasn't a money thing for me. I just really wanted to give out the information and be like, right, like, here you go. So you don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to go through the process that I went through. And maybe it's too altruistic, and at some point in time I'm going to have to make some money other than getting paid by the government to be in the Navy. But that's why I'm here. I mean, I called you, what, midsummer?
Yes, yes.
And I told you what I was willing to do, and we talked about this back then. And so this has kind of been going on in the background for a while. But,
And so the bottom line is that people can reach out to you on the email we gave, djp@supremeradio.com. And you'll reply to them as time allows and see what you can do to help them with their problems, right? I mean, obviously you're far away, but we have video, we have Skype, we have lots of ways for you to work with people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just keep this in mind. Just because I am a doctor does not mean I am your doctor. And there's a limit about the amount of advice that I can give without doing an actual physical exam, a neurological exam, without understanding, you know, the complexities of your individual situation. But there are things that you can do that I can even recommend, like right now, if you're in pain, to help lower your pain that doesn't involve taking any drugs. And there's simple strategies. And so there's some of these strategies are more complex, but these are the things that I plan to address. You know, you were talking about the Superhuman Nation group on Facebook. If people reach out to me on that email, I'll scrub all the personal information off of it. And when I get some topics, you know, get some things strung together, I will write about those topics. Or if somebody wants to post a video about, like, hey, check my form. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a strength coach. But what I do is when an athlete gets injured is I build them back up, and then I try to hand them off to a good strength coach that isn't going to re-injure them. And so I'm a little bit more down in the weeds in the technique department than maybe a strength coach would be. But it's not like I don't train. I've been training for a long time, and I get it. You know, I deadlift, I squat, I do weighted pull-ups, I bench. I was doing cleans last night. So,
right. Like,
I get it. You know, I've been in the gym, and I've been in this community, this audience, the entire time. I cut my teeth with you guys. I'm one of you guys.
Well, in fact, so, I think it was you that first coined the term the Superhuman Nation.
I actually think that is correct. I emailed you one day and I said, you know, when we take over the world, I think we should call ourselves the Superhuman Nation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's attributed to you, and rightfully so. The Superhuman Nation Facebook page is you've kind of taken it upon yourself to manage it, and you're going to be putting content up there and you're communicating with people. So join the Superhuman Nation Facebook page. Can anyone join? How does that work? Is it like a private group? What is it?
Yeah, so originally when it was put together, actually, if I remember correctly,
Alex Lee put it together, right, yeah.
Yeah, and Alex doesn't live that far from me, so it's kind of a shame that he and I have only crossed paths and like two ships passing in the night, to not use a Navy term. But he set it up. It was originally a private page, and if you didn't know about it, you weren't in the group, and I hate to say it that way, but that's kind of how it was, and you and I talked, and we talked with Elisa, and we came to the conclusion that it needed to be offered up to everybody so that we had a place for the fans to go so we could talk. And, you know, I keep saying this, it's a safe place, you know, like, so if somebody's not going to follow some just basic etiquette, online etiquette rules, they're not going to stick around. But if somebody wants to say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing, you know, I've got this going on with my elbow, do you have any suggestions? And what I do and what I like to do is show people how to work around things or repair the issues that they're already having. And you could have anybody on your show doing this that's, you know, a seasoned expert, from Kelly Starrett to Mike Reinhold to Eric Cressy. These are all guys that are mentors of mine. I've got a couple local mentors in Portland that are fantastic. I actually know Chris Duffin. I wouldn't go so far as to say that he and I are friends, but he knows me by my first name.
Well,
I've been to his gym.
Look, you're the one who recommended him to me, and you're the reason I had him on the show.
Yeah, and he's a fantastic guy, highly intelligent. But he, like, if you're going to take training advice from somebody, then he's a great guy to get training advice from. But at the same time, he and I go to the same seminars. Like, I know what he's doing. I've seen it. I get what he's trying to accomplish. Now, he's an elite, though, at the same time. I'm just in a different category. So when there's pain, you go to a guy like me. When there's no pain, you go to a guy like him, or you go to a strength coach, or if you're still in, like, college or high school, then you talk to a trainer, and those people help you. But they're not trained in pain. And pain is a unique, how can I say this? Pain isn't always related to tissue damage. Now, it correlates strongly with tissue damage, but sometimes pain is a really big deal. There's red flags associated with nausea, vomiting. You know, you could even get, like, shortness of breath, or you could, you know, have night pain, or you know, unintentional weight loss or loss of appetite, that sort of thing. Those are red flags that I'm thinking to myself, we need to treat this very, very seriously. Your pain is not related to a sports injury. But then again, there's sometimes when, so I'll give you an example. Two nights ago, I'm at the gym. I'm talking to a guy who's a ranger, and he's telling me about this shoulder pain that he's having, and he's had it for 5 years. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you had an injury 5 years ago, but there was no real trauma. And he said, well, and I'm not trying to black label anything that Kelly Starrett does. I think he's fantastic. But he had read Kelly Starrett's book, Supple Leopard, and he was applying one of the mobility shoulder ideas that K-Star had using a resistance band. And he said, I felt something shift, and it's never been the same since, and I always get pain in my shoulder. Now, he very likely had tissue damage, but how long does it take for soft tissue to heal?
Oh, it shouldn't take that long unless you have a soft tissue healing process problem, which happens sometimes.
That's true. It could happen. But, I mean, the books are going to tell you basically like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, after the 8 weeks, he's an athlete. Maybe he just keeps cycling it and reinvigorating the inflammatory process. I don't know. But after 5 years, it's not the same thing that it was before. And so in that case, the pain is probably dissociated with the tissue damage. And there's something else that's going on there. Now, I'll tell you, I won't tell you how I did it, but I'll tell you within 2 minutes, I took him down from what he described as a level 8 out of 10 pain down to a 1 or a 2. And we had him doing dips that night that he hadn't been able to do in years.
That's pretty cool. That's really, really cool. All right, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll plug the email address again and explain what you're capable of helping people with. Or maybe, if nothing else, you can help them get on track with what questions they need to ask and where they need to go for help locally if it's something that you can't help them from afar. So let's do this.
Sure, sure.
We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. John Parker.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay
$15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. John Parker. He is officially the resident Supreme Radio rehab doctor. You can reach out to him by emailing him directly at djp@supremeradio.com or join the Superhuman Nation Facebook page. Feel free to post videos there, ask questions. Again, he may not be a strength and conditioning coach, but he understands proper form and kinesiology, and that's what it takes to keep you away from injuries. Don't be like me. I was looking at myself this morning because I'm making some good progress with my diet and my training, and my left arm looks like it belongs to a different person because I've had the tricep reattached and it is just shaped different now. I've had the outer head of my bicep torn. It didn't come off completely, but it's torn where the head is shorter now, and when I make a muscle, I have this little lump in the middle. You know, I've lost three attachments in my hamstring. Left hamstring. You don't have to injure yourself to make progress. You don't have to risk injury to make progress. You can make progress without risking injury. But sometimes it takes the sage advice of somebody who truly understands how to move the body. And Dr. J can do that. Dr. John can do that for you. And you can reach out to him again. The email address is djp@superhumanradio.com. So what's going on? And now you're working with enlisted personnel there, right? You're helping them, right? Did I lose you, John? John, can you hear me? Hold on a second, John.
All right, I got you.
Oh, man, I got nervous. I thought maybe I was going to reboot a board or something like that.
Well, I was talking, but it wasn't working, so yeah. I'm not sure what happened.
So, you're working with people there on base, right?
Yeah, as much as I possibly can. So like you mentioned, I do have a day job. I don't want to get into the details of what I do for the military. But, right. It is impossible for me to – so – all right, I'm going to reset. Like you, I am an oversharer.
Right.
And so it is impossible for me to hear a conversation about somebody who's in pain and they've got something that's going on. For me not to want to try and help them. Now, oftentimes I'll go through the gym and I have to put blinders on. But if I see this 17-year-old kid who's going ham on deadlifts and he's rounding his back, right, trying to get stronger, I will try to be the Jiminy Cricket voice of reason and say, excuse me, are you open to some advice? And if the kid is, I'll talk to him. Now, I have a little bit harder time doing that with people that are older and they don't want to receive the advice. But the reality is it's no different than what you have said over and over and over again. You'll pay for somebody to teach you how to do like a martial art or some other type of skill, but people go into the gym all the time and they just act like there's no consequences to doing things.
Well, not only that, there's no consequence, but there's no way to do it wrong, right? Oh, wait, I can grab a barbell. I can load a barbell, so I can lift a barbell. You know what I mean? It's like, Nothing. Yeah. There's no other area of life where you don't think you need some training and preparation. I mean, you learn how to drive. Someone teaches you. You know, you learn. But people walk into the gym every single day and think, well, if I can afford a gym membership, I can come in here and do what I want to do.
Yeah, and I don't know why they don't see any value in having somebody coach them through the process. But at the same time, for me, this is why I did this, is I wanted answers. And I know there's a lot of military members out there that they've got their aches, their pains, the nagging injuries that have been going on for a long time, and they want to do good things, and I want to help them do good things. And the way that I can help them is by giving them more than what they ask for when they come and ask me for advice. And so I reached out to my friends and family on Facebook, and we get a lot of candy, Kleenex, toothbrushes, travel size, this and that. And I was thinking, because people kept asking me, can we send you a care package? And I was thinking, well, yes, you can, but I don't want all those things. How about you guys send me lacrosse balls or some exercise bands or something that when somebody comes to me and they say, hey, Dr. Parker, my shoulder hurts, and I do a couple quick assessments on it, and I'll say, you know what, you need to go see your primary care. Or I'll say, you know what, this is actually pretty easy. Here, take this lacrosse ball. I'll show you how to do a shoulder Moog. You can do some self-myofascial release, and you can relieve some of the tension that's going on in there. Hey, and when are you going to the gym next? Okay, I'll meet you there. And I've met people at the gym. We've worked some things out. I had a guy that had some shoulder impingement that was going on. We went to the gym. I actually did a little manual therapy on him, and bada bing, bada boom, 5 minutes later, his shoulder impingement's gone, and he's able to get back to training. And what does that do? It makes him a better, you know, person in the military and able to do his job.
Right, right, right.
So, but, so my big thing is helping people get to their goals. So I don't do CrossFit. I do a lot of strength training, but if a CrossFit person comes up to me, I want to help them do CrossFit better. If somebody's a runner, I'm going to help them do better. You got a pair of those Correctos for me, right?
Yep. I wear them every night. I wear them when I get home. I take my shoes off and I put them on.
Those things are awesome. Yeah. And they help your foot react better to the ground reaction forces, which if your foot tripod is jacked up, you're not going to have good stability
right. In
the rest of your gait patterns. And so those are just like, how can I say this? They're an orthotic, but I mean, you still need to do the foot exercises and that sort of thing. But my goal is to help people with their goals. So Dan John's phrase is keep the goal. Well, my goal is to help people with their goals.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
And that's where I'm at. And so I'm helping people. I've given out dozens of lacrosse balls that people sent to me, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts. And I'm trying to give advice, and I'm doing this all, I guess, pro bono. I mean, I need to give back. I've had so much given to me that it would be wrong for me to try and take advantage of people and charge them $80 for an adjustment or $30 for a tool or something like that. It'd be ridiculous. I can't do it any other way in my life. So that's just the way it has to go down. So.
Okay. So the email address again is djp@superhumanradio.com. And the place to go on Facebook is the Superhuman Nation Facebook page if you want to reach out to Dr. John Parker. And be patient. He will get back in touch with you. John, thanks so much for being on the air today.
Hey, and I appreciate it. And to everyone out in the Superhuman Nation, just, you know, keep plugging away. Don't give up on it. And get on that Facebook page. Throw the questions out there. Like I said, it's a safe place. So okay. we can help you out.
And I'm gonna start posting some videos of myself to get you to critique some of the things I'm doing, too. Okay?
Fantastic.
All right. Listen, talk to you later, brother.
All right. Cheers, man.
And then we also want to thank Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale for the first hour on discussing the mitochondria. You can learn more about him by going to mauromd.com, M-A-U-R-O-M-D.com. We will have a casual Friday tomorrow. Elisa is working feverishly on putting together a great show. I'm looking forward to being in the studio with her once again, the first time this year. So we'll see you tomorrow, and thank you very much for listening today.